At night, the street regained its innocence. Everything still and stored away. A few lights were on, mostly for security. The people asleep, the air heavy and unmoving. The sound of air conditioning units, rattling, wheezing, struggling, a symphony. A few cats moving languidly, the line of cars dark and foreign. There were so few lawns now. Everyone had prairie grass or Japanese maples or ajua, straw-colored and dry. Once inside, you saw the furniture, the incomplete set of dishes, the big screen. In the basements were discarded toys and the faint smell of mold. The third floor is abandoned, impossible to keep cool in this weather. The shoes lined up near the door, always more than anyone could practically use. The keys in a ceramic bowl they'd brought back from Seville or Istanbul. Coats for every kind of weather, except what they had right now, lined up on hooks waiting for fall. On the refrigerators, reminders and clever quotes held by magnetic bumblebees. On the calendars, days circled in red. A week of half-read newspapers. Who has the time? Inside the cupboards were well-intentioned juicers and panini makers, idle for a year. You needed to look farther than that, into the drawers that held vibrating toys, into the hard drives that held plans and bank accounts and fetishes, into closets containing expensive dresses bought on sale and never worn, revealing journals and medical histories and old love letters tied quaintly with string. Finally, you had to look into those sleeping heads, thoughts of adultery, wayward urges, unnamed panic, standing naked in front of the school assembly again, trying to fly but having some trouble, pursued by something lumbering and dangerous, the fear of poverty, of failure, the future. Afraid for their vulnerable children and their suddenly vulnerable parents. And the pragmatic nagging, did I turn off the stove? You did. And finally, a longing that was impossible to name, an ache that starts in your heart and spreads, waves of something, a heavy feeling that brings tears, a mix of nostalgia, old Yeller getting it in the puss again, and sadness, and unmoored memories floating just out of reach. Every house held this. But you only took what was valuable. That was the key.